First of all, Islamic Ha'or and Parashat. When you are in the whole Indian of Parashat Mishpatim, the Sfasemis says, what he says in this week's Parashat, he says about last week's Parashat, there's a piece in Sfasemis, as Masbeh, at the end of last week's Parashat, says, V'leisala b'malis al Mizbechi. So what does it mean, V'leisala b'malis? Rashi says, because if you have steps, you have to take wide steps. Wide steps, and this is Mashmos in Sfasemis, that means, that wide steps means that, you know, a person is only impressed by width and wide and big things. The person has to realize that even the smaller, a person has to keep chashivas even to smaller areas. That's the Indian of lisal and maras al mizbechi. So what's if that's the case, what's I going to do with that shalei segolei vashalom? What's I going to do with that shalei segolei vashalom? Now the vort is that the Tefer Shlomo says in the last week's parsha that ata, he says amori digavot. He says and it's a portion zav. It's amori digavot. He says ata merisem. Asher asisi b'mitzrayim, v'avi eses l'kam, v'avi es k'meiloi. So the Moedik is after Rabban Shalom coming down to Mitzrayim. As well, Rabban Shalom coming down, is the Moedik you read it for the Rabban Shalom. It's like a Moedik of Mitzrayim Nefesh, Kavi Yochel, Rabban Shalom's part to come all the way down here. It's a Moedik of Katnus. And still Rabban Shalom did it. He says, v'avi es k'meiloi, that's why Rabban Shalom can demand Mitzrayim Nefesh, that we should be ma'alat to him. Because it's all the same thing. Atem Reisim Asher asisi b'mitzrayim. And therefore, v'avi es k'meiloi. So Bechlal, for the Rabban Shalom to come down, down the Shchinak Doisha down here, so Mardik you read it for the Rabban Shalom. So Mardik you read it, Mardik a Katan for the Rabban Shalom. So how can we be Dovak to the Shchinah? We can only Dovak to the Shchinah if we appreciate that every small chalik of Ruchnias is very wichtig. If the Rabban Shalom thought that come down to Klal Yisrael where he has the Avoid of the Malachim and the Avoid of the Srochim by Fanim, and still for our little Avoid he comes down, so what's the way to be miyachid with him? To be miyachid with him is if we give chashivas to even the little areas, even the kleina zachin and avodas Hashem, the mitzvah talis, whatever, and avodas Hashem, that is making a miyachid with the Rabban Shalom. If you only go for big things, you're leaving the shkina behind. That's betraying the Rabban Shalom. That's the b'china shalei segala avos ha'olam. That's the whole reason why Pashas Mishpatim, all the dinim, Edan Rechaveira, all the dinim of Pashas Mishpatim, they all see the dinim, don't they?
Yeah, no, we do get some.
Ah, it's good.
So that's
the whole reason my Pashas Mishpatim comes. That's the Slavis that Yidin have for Mitzvah Anu Chaveiroi. That's the greatest Yichud. That's the greatest Yichud with the Shechinah Kedosh. That's why Mishpatim comes just after Yisrael. Yisrael is Horkel Zachem, big Zachem. Shalei Segoler, Bas Ba'olav. If you forget the little things, that's the bechina of Gilei Erev. And that's why Moshe by Soita, Shem Shemayim. Sorry, this is better. A Yid puts effort into even small things. Has to realize that's the greatest Yichud. Mitzvah Zeranam Lachaver. The whole parsha is Mishpatim. At the end of it, it says that's what next week's parsha is the Mishkan. The whole vote of the Mishkan. The whole chiddush of Echad Amav and Echad Amamit. Of Vat Shichav and Libel Hashemayim. To then said in the Mishkan. The Oni brings the Nefesh Kisakr Mincha. The Oni brings a little thing. To give Chashivas, the little thing. That was the whole vote of the Mishkan. So the whole parsha of Mishpatim is if you show. Chashivas, even the whole mitzvah of chaver is no less the mitzvah of the makom. Even the smallest things, that's the hemshach. Then you can build the mishkan. Because the whole tachlis of the mishkan was hafakeh. The Rabban Shalom appreciates the korban oni, the korban mincha, flour more than the Rabban Shalom appreciates the korban. You bring a big cow because the nevishki sakrif. The Rashi says there in Vayikra, malav kosev keilu hikrav nafshay. So the Semigdash was the chiddush. So the biggest yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when you machabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with klein hazachin. When you realize that even the klein hazachin. That's why Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. That was the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was shachach pachin ketanim. That's the whole world. Pachin ketanim and the klein hazachin. However, if you machshiv klein hazachin, that's the greatest yichud. That's Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. The oimik is because if you only want big things, then you think of yourself. You're not thinking of the other one. But if you realize that mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad HaShchina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so toireach kaviyochel to come down for him, everything down here in this world, every mitzvah is such a katnus. Rabban Shalom needs our mitzvahs, needs our krabonus. So when we machshiv, it's mamish kamayim upon him. That's mamish upon him, upon him. Upon him, upon him is to realize that Zoyvi the Eivish, the Shchina HaKadosh licks down here, lies down here in the small things. So too, we find the Shchina in the small things. We find the Ruchni in the small things. That's how we're finding the Shchina. That is a yichud. That's the greatest yichud. That's the yichud of the Shchina. That's the whole sod. That's the whole sod of Bashar Shpatim. From there, you get to the greatest Madregas. That's what it says. The difference between an Eved and a Ben is an Eved is every little thing, the Sa Mashkim, the Sa Oifim. And Avdus, you go wrong in the slightest thing, you've had it. An Eved of a Melech. So that the first Mitzvah Mishpatim is Kisikna Eved Ivri. To understand Avdus, you have to understand the Indian of Avdus. The Indian of Avdus is Sheshes Shonim corresponds to the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa with the Sionis, and all the Yonim of it's all the Hainu Haft. It says the first two Dibris we heard from Hashem. Anoichi Bileilacha Mipi Agur Shema. Anoichi is the Hecha, Anoichi is the Aleph, is Peled, it's the highest Madrigas. And Loyilacha Lehim Achem Al Ponai. Those are fighting with the Yetzirah, Loyilacha, the Loisases. The Loisases are the fights with the Yetzirah. But both of them be a Kvur Shaman. Why? Because if you give more Chashivas to the Mitzvah Seh than you give to the Lois Haseh, that's Avodah Zarah. So what's the Shurish of all Lois Haseh? Lois Haseh Lehim Achim. Anoichi is the Shurish of all Essays, and Lois Haseh is the Shurish of all Lois Haseh. Why does the Shurish of all the Lois Haseh have to be Avodah Zarah? The Lois Haseh, Lois Haseh Lehim Achim. Because that's the boss. If you're over on Lois Haseh, it means you're giving less Chashivas to the Lois Haseh, to the Haseh, that's Avodah Zarah. The Yichud is the same thing as Zoch HaVashom of Dibbe Echon Emer, which is less than my name. The zocher is asay, and shomer is the lois asay. But dibbe echad nemer. If you're mafrit, then it's two. Rabbi Kiva. How did he become Rabbi Kiva? He was still claiming zachnis. So another drop. He understood that achnis avoyer is what achnis avoyer is from every single matzif. You make out of it a gita matzif. He was someone. Rabbi Kiva was the sheresh of achnis. Yotzin shmosi beechad. He was the sheresh of achnis. He saw the rabbanim shalom and everything. That's the yichud. That's the Shema Yisrael we've saw so many times. Lech lecha b'derech. Even the kleinah zachna v'avik zashem when you hoylech b'derech. That's the yichud. Like a yichud that the Torah says you find avoid zashem in even the kleinah zachna, because that's where you meet with the Shechinah Kedoshim. If you only machshav a big mitzvah, you say you're too big for the Shechinah Kedoshim. Too big for the Shechinah Kedoshim. That's a betrayal. That's mamish. That's the kind of gila rois. Shalei segar levasa olav. Ein hamishpatim hashpatim lechem. That's the rule. Yeah, those seven similar things. What's all in the Mishpatim Ashatasan Lefneim? Toshi Yishleim Ashalifnei Hargoshes Ha'odom Ashatasan Lefneim. For even Hargoshes of Maisa Koton Egodul Af Machshava Tnu Akala, even a little Machshava Tnu Akala Tzarech Li is B'Mishpat. Has to be B'Mishpat Imur Etzoyni Yisbarach Sheyi HaMishpatim Sheheim Tzarech Hashem Yisbarach Lefnei HaMamish Sheoisa Kein Nikra Eina Pesei Apsi Agasa. Even there, if you're not machshiv the tenu akala, then you call the pesaya psia gasa. Psia gasa, that's marachiv psias. That's shalei sigol erevasa olam. That's the sod. It should be Muslim in front of because shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch means even when you're eating, even when you're doesn't have to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's eating, and then it's that's what you see. The eating makes a big thing. If you eat, it's like you're in the Beis Hamikdash. Why are you eating like the shulchan gavoya kazachu? If you eat and you remember the Rebbeinu Shalom while you eat, so then that's good for the Beis Hamikdash. Remember the Rebbeinu Shalom while you're eating. Remember Rebbeinu Shalom. The whole Beis Hamikdash is bring up animals. The whole Beis Hamikdash is playing the Zach, animals, bring up animals. The Teretz is that's where you find the Shechinah Kedosh. That's where you find the Hefter Zach. That's why the end of the parsha, that's where we get to. Yismach Moshe, Mat Naskoki, Ki Eved Ne'eman. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu reach the Moedik Amadrega? Ki Eved Ne'eman. What's an Eved? Eved is somebody who's Machshev, Afil Eim Neklein Zach. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how he got to the highest Madrega. That's why at the end of this week's parasha he got to the highest Madrega. Marek Vayda Hashem Ke Eishah Chelas Gurish Kolah. Moshe Rabbeinu was taken in. Really, after he said that, Moshe says that was the day after Matan Torah. That was the day after Matan Torah. Why is it the end of parashas Mishpatim? And it says at the end of this week's parasha Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest Madrega. But really, he reached the day after Matan Torah. He was told to come into the cloud. So why is it written the end of Mishpatim? Because that to teach us that Nakuda. How do you get to the highest Madrega if you're an Eved? Whenever, that's how you get to the highest Madrega. After 6 years, Bashvius Yetzilachovshi, the Shvius, then you're Mal and Shabbos. Who keeps Shabbos? Who feels Shabbos? Only somebody that even the Kalein Zachim during the week, it's all Nisala. What do you do on Shabbos? This is Oinig Achil, Shlia. Right? Somebody who's Mazalzan on these things, Hatushka Shabbos. Someone once told Rabbi Shemai that the Ketzois, that God once said that the Ketzois didn't eat Cholins on Shabbos. And that's why he was Oichat to write the Ketzos. It's the only time I've ever heard Rabbi Shemai saying, Shakrin, a sheker. Very, very sharp. He mazalzel in cholent. He mazalzel in Yiddish amachel. Impossible. The ketzos is zichud and yes, not cholent. Who's the cholent? You wrote the ketzos. If you're not mazalzel, you have to mazalzel in mazalzel and anything. So that's the whole Shabbos. Shabbos comes after taking all the little pieces, taking all in yonim, everything that you could get your hands on avodas Hashem. Anything you can get your hands on avodas Hashem comes to Shabbos. That has a magic aliyah. Maybe after that, the middle of the middle. That's the one. Kotzkes, the outside. Anshe Kodesh Tienli, it's all the same Nakuda. Li is Shmiris HaKadusha, B'maisa Enosh B'tach B'loisa. Pirish, Ein Machzala HaKadosh Baruch HaMalach HaElyon, Sraf HaMachai HaKadosh. Why don't you say more? Hashem doesn't need. They're not lacking in people who are oivid. Rak shem esavah lekedushas anoshim. Achin himshich netzoyte kedusha gam boilam azeh b'midah b'tzimtzum. In the klein azachin, in the midah, in the tzimtzum, they has. They're a bunch of, but that's what they're a bunch of. Once the kedusha. Sheish b'chol dover. That's why bosel b'sodah b'treif v'leis achelu. Hakol ayitzim ichutz lemechitzase. Bosel that goes out. The chazal and kachim don't have. The bosel is jezer chutz lemechitza. Right, is nesar. Like the kachim kachim go out chutz lekloim and the kachim kachim go out of the shari yishla. That's nesar. Why? Chol dover is pashtus kedusha b'midah. In other words, each thing has got its midah. You have to realize that everything has its kedusha in there. וצריך לשמוע גשמיס של היצד של הלוט is מגבול של היצד מגבול הקדושה. זאת אומרת, כזאת, so everything's got kedusha inside it. Every single thing, it's the same in you. Every single thing has kedusha inside it.